The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Chav Bet. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, v'Hashem tenihenu, b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Alif Amud Bet. We are four lines from the bottom. Amar of Yosef, umode Rav Huna, במקרה דרדקה דלא מצא מעכב. Rav Huna was of the opinion that in one mavui, if one person opens up a profession, so somebody else that wants to open up the same profession, the first guy is able to reject him, is able to block him, because it's competition and it's eating away from his parnasa. But that's only talking about where it's a profession, like a guy running a millstone, or a tailor, or things like that. However, if one guy opens up a yeshiva in the mavui, and somebody else comes and opens up a yeshiva, so then the deen is, lo matzei me'akev. You cannot stop him. Look at the Rashi, the last Rashi on the daf. Umodeh Rav Huna, da'amad le'el bar mevu'ad uki rechaya, for bar mavui has a rechayim. De'it le'kerashbag, he holds like Rashbag, that holds that you could, two competitive businesses, the first guy can block the second guy. Modi hu b'makre dardeke telo matze le'akev le'bar mevu'a me'lelamed gam hu atinukot shebetoch kach yizaru be'umanutan. Because competition in the school business is good. She'iru zeh mizeh, they're going to be scared of each other, the two competing schools. De'amar mor k'nat sofrim tarbe chokma. In this case we understand that when there's jealousy amongst the teachers, chokma is the result. They're all competing to make a better education. So therefore, as the Gemara says, the Amar Mor, turn the page, skip the parentheses, can add sofrim tarbe chokhmah. The jealousy or the envy amongst the scholars, or amongst the teachers in this case over here, will promote wisdom. Therefore, the schools will be better. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, ומודה רב הונא ברד רב יהושע רב יצחק. Rabbi Yitzchak said that רב הונא ברד רב יהושע is מודה. What did he say? So look at the top Rashi. אף אגב דאמר בר מתא אבר מתא אחריתי מצא מעכב מלהביא כאן ולמכור. From one city to the other city, the people in this city could block somebody from another city from coming and opening up a business in the city. So however, he's modeh, look at Rashi, modeh berochlin umochre besamim. He allows peddlers that are coming with their wares from one city to the other city, ha-machzirin ba'ayarot lavi besamim lenashim litkashet bahim. They're selling besamim and perfume for the ladies. De'lo matzu la'akev alayu rechle ha'ir. The peddlers from one city cannot block the peddlers from another city to come in and sell their wares. I read it inside the Gemara on the second line. Umodeh Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua b'Rochlin. Those are peddlers. Hamachzirin v'ayarot telo matzeh me'akev. The people in the second city cannot me'akev, cannot block them. Why? Damar mor. Ezra tiken lahem liYisrael shiu rochlin machzirin v'ayarot kedesh shiu tachshitin mitzuyin lebnot Yisrael. Ezra made a takana that the Jewish woman should have perfume, they should have jewelry. So therefore he allows peddlers to go from one place to the other and sell their wares. That's what takanat azaz sofer. That's only to go from door to door, which means to peddle their stuff. Rashi says lehazer v'lesabeh b'mbo'ot ta'ir b'batim al kol ha'rotzeh leknot v'arechen yashuv le'iro. He peddles from door to door, from mavui to mavui, and then he goes back to his house. Aval le'akbu'eh lo. But to set up shop there in a kibi'ut way, no. V'id surba merabbananu. However, if he's a tamid chacham, this peddler, afilu la'akbu'eh nameh, we allow him even to set up shop. Why? Because it's bitul Torah for him. to go around from door to door and place to place. So we're sensitive to his bitul Torah. So therefore, if it's Tamil Hakam, we allow a peddler to come into the town and actually set up his shop over there to sell the Bisamim. Kiha de Rava, like the story of Rava, Shara liul Rav Yoshia, vel Rav Ovadia leakbu'e. He allowed them to establish a shop in the city, de lo kehilcheta. Even though it's not the halakha, really the halakha is peddlers only allowed to come in and peddle. They really cannot set up shop. But he went above and beyond the letter of the law. My tama, kevan rabbanan ninu, since they are talmidei chachamim, atu litredu migrisayu. They're going to become preoccupied in their girsa, in their studies, and therefore it's not their way to go around. And therefore he went lifnim mishurat ad-din. He went above and beyond the letter of the law. We don't want them to become preoccupied from their studies. So therefore we allow them to set up shop. It's less work for them. Hanehu dikula'e. There were these basket makers. That's the way the Shina is dikula'e. Mukhre salim. He brings another girsa that says mukhre yorot. A yore is like a big vat or something like that. We'll go with baskets. Hanehu dikula'e. So they were came and they were brought their baskets to Babel to sell their basket. They came from a different city. So the people of the city came along. So they blocked them. They said, what are you doing? You cannot come and sell. So they came in front of the Beti. They came in front of the Ravina. They came from the world and they could sell to the world, which means let them sell to the foreigners that came to the city to also buy. That was market week. Everybody came that week to buy goods. So therefore, they came from the world. They could sell to the people of the world as well. They could sell to the foreigners, as she says. Ul alma lizbenan yomad de shukahava. It was market week. It was the day of the market. Ve'arbe ba'id memakom aher liknot min hashuk. People come from foreign places to go to the shuk. Lefichach et b'nei ha'ir me'akevin. Then during market week you can't stop people coming from out of town to come and bring their goods, because that's what everybody gathers to buy the goods. So he says, no, they came from the Alma, they're selling to the Alma. But this only holds true on the day of the market. However, but of course, like we learned earlier, but if it's not on the day of the shuk, then of course it cannot come from another city and start selling the goods. Even on the day of the market, lo amrinan ela lizbune bishuka. We only allow them to sell their goods in the shuk itself, in the show. Aval hadure lo. But to go around, we don't allow them, because these guys are not peddlers. They're sales. They have a shop. So therefore, we don't let them only in the market itself, but to go around to the city in order to sell. No, even to sell people that are not from the city, only allowing them to go to the show itself. The Quran continues, Hanihu Amorae. Amorae is people that sell wool, as she says, Bukhet Semir. De Aitu Amra Lefum Nahara. So they brought wool to the place called Pum Nahara to sell. Atu Benem Mata Kame Agwe Alavayu. So the people of Pum Nahara, they came to protest. They're coming from a foreign city to sell goods. Atul came to Rav Kahana, so they came in front of Rav Kahana. Amalehu, dinahu, deme'akve alaychu. Said, the law is, they have a right to block you. You're coming from a different city, so therefore they're right. However, Amru there, so the salesman told the rabbi, itlan ashray, b'mata. As she says, what do you mean? We have credit in the city. Machanu ba'amana. We sold a lot of our goods on credit. We got to just stay in town until we collect our monies. In the interim, until we collect all our money, how are we going to stay in the city and live? We got to sustain ourselves until we collect all our debt. So the rabbi said, Amadu zilu zabnu shi'ur hiyu taichu. Go and sell as much as you need to live. Ad de akritu ashray ditchu. Until you collect the credit that's owed to you. Which means, sell as much just to sustain yourself. You sold $100 a day, that's it. Once you start getting paid back, After you get paid back, then leave the city. But as long as you need money to live, you can sell up to that point. So that was an exceptional case, because since they were owed money, they needed to stay in the town. You can't tell them to get out of the town. The people in the town owe them money. So in order to stay in the town and not get parnasah, no, you can sell up until you need for your life. And then when you get paid, you go home. That's litu, and then you go home. Ravdimi min nehardeah. Ravdimi from nehardeah. Aite grogrot. They brought figs. Bisfina in a boat. Now you bring your figs in a boat to go sell them. Amma l'resh galu tal rava. So l'resh galu tells rava. Puk hazeh. Go out and see. Itzur bam rabbananu. Nakit l'shuka. If he, Ravdimi is a tamid hakam, they didn't know who he was. Go see if he's a tamid hakam. If he is, we'll hold up the market for him. Which means the law is, when a tamid hakam comes to the market, nobody else is allowed to sell anything. He's the only has the monopoly on the item, in order that they give him kavot tamidei hachamim. Which means, just like there's a deen by matanot to the kohanim and to the levim, there's a deen from the Torah called kavot Torah, and the part of the kavot Torah is he goes first. Just like kohanim go first in certain things, tamidei hachamim go first when it comes to the business. You give them the job, so therefore, or give them the opportunity. So the rabbi said. The Resh Galu told Rabbah, go see if he's a Tamir Hakam and we'll hold up the market for him. Look at Rashi. Nakit leshuka, hachrez shelo yimkor ish ba'ir grogrot elahu. We'll make an announcement, nobody can sell dates or figs in the city besides him. Abba le Rabbah le Rabbah Adabar Abba. So Rabbah tells Rabbah Adabar Abba, puk tahele bekankane. Literally, go smell the barrel. When a person wants to see a wine, the wine is good or not, you go and you smell the barrel to see if it's vinegary or not. So therefore he said, alright, go smell his barrel, go see if he's see if he has any chokhman, see if he's a tamin agam or not. And she says, tahele bekankane, hariyach lo bekankano im yayinu im chometz. See if he's wine or vinegar, kalomar, but kehu balachot, im tamid chachamu im lav. And go see what he is. Anyway, the Gemara says, nafak, he went out, this is the adab that Abba went out, azal, then he went out, ba'amineh. So he asked him a question. How did they test if the guy's a Tamir Hakam or not? So he told him the following question. Pil shebala kefifa mitzarit. An elephant that swallowed a basket made out of reeds. Now a basket is mekabel tum'ah. So the question is, that the elephant swallowed it. Vehiki'ad derech betare'i. And it came out of the back. Right? From the betare'i. From the bowels. It came out of the elephant. Mahu. Is it mekabel tuma or not? Do you say that once it gets digested in the animal and comes out, it's considered re'i? It's considered excrement. Excrement is not mekabel tuma. Or do you say no? It still has the status of a basket. This is the she'ela. They asked them, Rashi, kefifa mitzarit, sal netzarim, shel araba, made out of the willow branches. That's mitzarit. Not mitzrit, mitzarit. Mao mi ashuv kimeukadu, you consider it digested. V'habide kechli gelalim, it's like dungware, which is not mekabel tumah. V'emekabel tumah od. Well, what did he answer him? Lo avabi yadeh. He didn't know. He didn't have the answer. Amale. So now, Rav Dimi is the rabbi that's on the boat. He tells Rav Ada bar Ahava. Is that the rabbi here, Rav Ada? Rav Ada bar Abba, he misconstrued him for Rava. So he tells him, Amale, Mor mihu Rava? Are you the famous Rava? He didn't realize it's Rav Ada bar Abba. He told him, oh, I heard about you. You must be Rava, the big rabbi of the town. Tafa le besandele. Rav Ada bar Abba took a sandal and he hit him. Like in a way that she says, Hikau al sandele, hit him on his shoe. The makil with a stick, derech shok. Like when you mistreat somebody that's not hashuv, they take the stick and they hit him on the shoe. So Rav Adabar Abba hit Rav Dimi on the shoe. Amar le ben didi le Rava ikatuva. Between me and Rava, there's a big distance. Rava is much greater than me. Miu, however, al korchach ana rabach. But by force, I am your rabbi. I'm bigger than you. Because you didn't know the answer to this question. The Rava, Rabba de Rabach. And Rava is the rabbi of your rabbi. Which means you tell, I'm your rabbi, and Rava is the rabbi of your rabbi. Which means Rava is greater than both of us. lo naktu le sukkah. Well, obviously, since they ruled that he wasn't a Talmid Chacham, so they didn't hold up the market for him. Pasid grogrot, all the things of the rabbi got spoiled, and he lost them. He wasn't able to sell them. So comes Gemara and says, Atal kemed Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Dimi came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Amale haze mor my avduli. Go look what they did to me. Which means he felt that either they should have held up the marketplace for him, or the way they treated him. They embarrassed him. So he told the rabbi, look what they did to me over here. Amale, so Rabbi Yosef tells Rabbi Dimi, man de lo shahyeh le'onita de malka de Edom, lo nishhiya le'onitach. The God that did not tolerate the mistreatment of the Gentile king of Edom will not, when he was embarrassed, will not tolerate the ona'ah, the abuse that was given to you as well. How do we know that God revenged the shame of the Edom king, the Chtiv? Ko amar Hashem al shlosha pesh'ei Moav, for the three sins of Moav, I could forgive them. Al arba'a, but on the fourth sin of Moav, lo ashivenu. And what did they do? Al sarfu atzmot melech Edom lasid. They took the king of Edom's body. After they killed him, they took limestone and they put it. They burnt his body. Then they put limestone in it, and they used his body as bricks, and they put it in the wall. Even though he was a goy king, Borei Olam avenged his shame. So Rabbi Yosef said, the God that avenged the shame of the non-Jewish king, Kol Shekin, is going to avenge those people that embarrassed you. So let's read that again inside. Amale, man de lo shahya le onitad de malka de Edom, the God that did not delay Pur'anut for the busha, de lo shahya le onitad de malka de Edom, lo nishiya le onitach, will not delay from giving punishment for those that were me'anei you. That she says, the onita, again, the lo shaya shalom nimna milhipara. God did not refrain from punishing. The onita onaat boshto, the embarrassment, the malka de Edom, afapishu Edomim, that was Edomi. Techtiv, kama nesu shapeshem wa'ab, alabal o shivenu. Asarfu atzmot melcho Edom, lasid. Anyway, what happened in the end? Nach nafshed Rav Ada bar Abba. Rav Ada bar Abba died as a result of it, from the curse of Rav Yosef. So now the Gemara is going to give. Many rabbis are going to take the credit for why Rav Ada bar Abba died. Rav Yosef Amar Ana Anshite, De Ana Latyate. I punished him because I cursed him. I was the cause of his death. Rav Dimi Menehar De'a Amar Ana Anshita. He says I punished him. De Afsid Grogrot Didi. Rav Dimi says I was makpir on him because as a result of him he caused my figs to be lost, to be spoiled. So he died because of me. Abaye Amar, Ana Anishte. I punished him. De Amar Lihud Rabbanan. Because Abaye says, I was makpir on him, because he used to tell the rabbis, Ad Migremitu Germe Be Abaye. Instead of going to Abaye Shi'ur to eat the bones, Tu Achlu Bisra Shemena Be Rava. Go to Rava Shi'ur and you'll eat the meat. Which means he was mezazel with the shiur of Abaye. Abaye shiur, dry bones. Instead of eating the dry bones of Abaye shiur, go to Rava shiur. So therefore Abaye says, I killed him because of his, because of the way he talked. Look at Rashi. Shaya ragil lomar letalmidim, ad she'atem molchim etzel Abaye le geram atzamot, kolomar lilmod shelo leso bamini. You're not satiated from that. You're going over eating bones, there's no satiation. Tu achlu bo'u v'lamdu halachot, tsehuvot mirvahot, eat healthy, good halachot, etzel Rava. V'Rava amar ana anshite. Rava says, I killed him. I punished him. T'chei Rava azir lebet tabacha lemishkal umsa. When Rav Ada bar Abba used to go to the butcher to get meat, to get umsa, amar li'u letabache, he used to tell the butchers, Ana Shakirna Bisra Mikame Shamai de Rava. I go online first before the shaliach of Rava. Rava used to send his messenger. He says, I cut the line. I go in front of that shaliach. You know why? Dana adifna mine, because I'm bigger than Rava. So Rava was makpid. He's saying he's bigger than him. Rava was the gadol ador. So therefore, his I did it. Comes again and says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, ana anjishte. But all the kepedot that these rabbis had on Rav Adab and Rava. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, I punished him. Then Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, resh kala haba. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was called resh kala. What is resh kala? Doresh berabim b'shabbatot. He was in charge of giving the derasha berabim on Shabbat. Resh kala. No, the kala. Kol yoma mekamedini u lekala. His system was, before he would go give the derasha, on the Shabbat, Merhit behade Rav Adabar Abba l'shema'ate, he would repeat the derasha to Rav Adabar Abba. He would say it over to him first. Vadar ayir lechala, meaning he would prepare it with Rav Adabar Abba, the derash. He would say it over to him first, and then he would go give it the derasha. So what happened? Hahu yoma nekuta rapapa v'rabunad bered Rav Yoshua l'Rav Adabar Abba. They delayed him. Rav Adab was coming to review the shiur with Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, but the two rabbis delayed him. Why did they delay him? Mishum delo ahava b'siyuma. It seems Rava made a siyum on Masechet Bechorot. These two rabbis didn't come to the siyum on Masechet Bechorot, so they wanted to hear the hiddushim that Rava said at the siyum. Who knows the hiddushim? Rav Adab and Rava. So they delayed him and they told him, Amru le emalan hanish matetad ma'asir behema, hechi amrinu Rava. Tell us the hiddushim. What did Rava say about ma'asir behema? Amaliu, achi amar Rava, achi amar Rava. He said this, he said that. Adahake nagale, the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he came late. Already, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak had to give the shi'ur, but he didn't prepare it with Rav Adab because he was late. Amru le rabbanan of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kum, denagalan, it's late already. Get up and give the derasha. Lama yativ mor. What are you sitting for? Amaleu yativna vekam mintera le'arsed Rav Adabar Abba. I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Adabar Abba to come. It was makpid on him because he didn't show up. Hey, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting to bring the bed, the coffin of Rav Adabar Abba. De'ache, in the interim, la'fakala, the voice went out, that he actually died. Now she says, "Ani mitzapeh, kan sheyaviu et mitat Rav Adab shemet." Umistavrad Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak anshe. The Gemara concludes that all the rabbis that took credit for punishing Rav Adab bar Abba, the most mistabed is Rav Yitzchak. Why? Because he cursed him beferush. He's the only one that clearly said, I'm waiting for his body that's dead to arrive. The other ones just, Rabbi Yosef was a general curse. The other ones just had hakpadot. But here he actually said it. I'm waiting for his dead body. So that's the punishment of Rav Adab bar Abba. Look at Tosafot. Tosafot, dibur matchil, ana anishte. Kol echad men hayam mitonen, sha'al yado mit Rav Adab bar. They weren't boasting. They were bemoaning the fact that they caused his death. Amrinam b'Shabbat, kol mi shechaverosh ne'enash al yado, en machnisin oto b'mechitzato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anybody gets punished on account of you, even though maybe he deserves a punishment, if you're the conduit to bring the person to punishment, so they don't bring you into the chamber of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenehemar gam anosh tzaddik lo tov, el ara, uchtiv, lo yegur echa ra. Ra does not dwell with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anosh that tzaddik, to punish the tzaddik is not tov. If it's not tov, it's ra. So these people held that it could be they were ra, and lo yigur echa ra. So therefore, they were bemoaning the fact. They weren't boasting the fact at all. Here we begin the next Mishnah. Mi shaya kotlo samuch lekotel chavero. Okay, guy has his wall. It's close to his friend's wall. Lo yismoch lo kotel acher. You cannot put another wall next to it. Ela imken el hik memenu arba amot. Unless you distance it for amot. This is a strange case. We have to wait for the Gemara to explain this to the case. He has a wall there already. So what is he putting another wall there? He says he has a wall next to his friend. Don't put another wall there, or put a wall there, unless it's away from the wall for Amut. We'll have to wait for the Gemara to explain us the case. Now we get to the story of the windows. Ha-halonot. When it comes to windows, ben mil ma'lan, ben mil matan, ben kenigdan, arba amot. A person, let's say, had windows that are opening to the chatzir. Okay? It's opening to the chatzir of his friend. And he has a chazakah. His windows were there first. 3 years they were there. So he was there without any interruption. And now, the Baal HaChatzir wants to come along and build a wall. So he has to move the wall away from the windows. If he wants to build a wall above the windows, he has to build it 4 amot higher than the windows. If he wants to build it lower than the windows, it has to be 4 amot lower than the windows. And if he's coming to build it directly in front of the windows, he has to move it 4 amot as well. I have Hazakah. The Gemara is going to explain why you got to go 4 amot high, 4 amot low, 4 amot in front. That way for the Gemara. But the point is, the guy has Hazakah in the windows, he could block the guy from the wall or the building in a certain way. Look at Rashi. והחלונות, מי שהיו לו חלונות פתוחים לחצר חברו והוסק בדבר הזה 3 שנים. אבל היה חזקה 3 years, nobody protested. הוא בא בעל החזר בנות שם קורות, צריך לשער, דלת, בן מלמעלן, אם בא להגביע, if he's going to come build a high wall, יגביע קוטו דלת עמוד מן החלונות. This wall has to be 4 amot higher than the windows. בן מלמתן, אם בא לבנות, תו נמוך, if he wants to build a short wall. צריך להשפילו מן החלונות דלת עמוד, ותמה מפרש בגמרה, בן מכנגדן, are you building it? Directly across, Sadiq Lar Hikom Mehem, Dalar Amot, comes again and says, Vekama Hechi Samich. Which means, you're telling me this, the first case in the Mishnah. The guy has a wall. Reuven has a wall up. So Shimon has a wall connected. So when Shimon wants to build another wall, he has to put it away for Amot. Forget about the second wall, what about the first wall? How'd you put the first wall over there? So Gemara says, Amar Viuda. Avida says, "Haki kama." This is what he meant to say. Habal lismoch, lo yismoch, ela imken nirchik b'menu 4 amot. So talking about there was only one wall. The chetayla. Reuven has a wall there. Shimon's coming to put a wall up. The chetayla, you have to put it up 4 amot away. So comes the Gemara and says, "Matkif la Rava, no good." Veha mishaya kotlo samuk lekotl habiro ketani. The Mishnah's master, there's an existing wall there already. It says the wall was there. Not that you're coming to put a wall up the chetayla. It's not true that Shimon had a wall up already. Ela amar Rava, haki katani. Mi shaya koto samuk lekotel chaveru berechuk 4 amot. Reuven had a wall. Shimon had a wall also corresponding it 4 amot away. Like the halacha. Ha venafal, but his wall fell. Okay, his wall fell. So now what? Lo yismoch lo kotel acher. He cannot put a new wall up. Unless he keeps it 4 amot away. My tama did davsha dehacha ma'ale lehatam. Traffic. Look at Rashi. Davsha dehacha ma'ale lehatam. Ma shedashim beregel ben shne ketarim tamid mo'el shne ketarim nakshot karkat yosudit ketarim lo yamotu. Yamotu. You have 2 walls. In between the walls, people walk. That's good for the walls. Because when the people step on the ground, they make the ground strong. So now the ground is going to hold the 2 walls. You can't put it too close because there's no passageway for the people to walk through. So the deen is, now the Mishnah could have just said, the Chatayla case. The Mishnah don't understand why you had to give a case. There was a wall, it fell down, you put a new wall up. Just say, stop. When you're building a wall next to your friend's wall, you got to leave it far more difference. That they don't answer. But the point is, when you build the wall, corresponding to your friend's wall, if you see the picture over here, in 336 in the Pirush Chai, you see what they're doing. There's 2 walls over there, so people can walk through. Basically, have the traffic walking through, and that so keeps the ground strong, and the walls will be sturdy. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela Kotel Gina." This is only talking about the kotel of a garden. Aval kotel chatzer. But the court, the wall of a courtyard, you can put it even closer. Why? Look at Rashi. Ela kotel gina, mitoch she'en dashin otam mebefnim shenikam disha mebachutz. In a garden, people don't walk through the garden. So therefore you need to leave a passageway for them to walk around, on the outside. But in a chatzer, you don't got to worry, because they can walk around the chatzer. In the garden area, no one's walking in the garden. So therefore, you can put the wall close to your friends and go, no one's walking through there anyway. Hashem, they need to walk on the other side. Also, they walk the other side, you have to leave a four amot space. But in a chatzed, you don't have to be concerned about that. That's the first shita. Rav Hoshaya omer, ehad kotel gina, ve'ad kotel chatzed. Im ba'al yisvuch enu sumich. He says, no, whether it's a kotel of a garden, whether it's a regular kotel of a chatzed, you can never go within four amot. Oh, so even machloket. Amar Rav Yosef ben Hanina ve'la peligi. There's no machloket. Ha bi'ir yishana, ha bi'ir chadasha. New city, old city. Old city, already the walls are established. The walls are strong. So therefore you don't have to worry about firming the ground up that the walls are going to fall. So in an old city, even in a chatzed, you don't have to leave the space. Mashiach in a new city, then already you have to leave the space, even in the chatzed, because by allowing the people to walk through the walls, it'll firm the ground up, and the ground will be strong, and therefore, it'll be able to sustain the walls. So therefore, it's talking about a new city, old city. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, Ir Hadasha, Sha'adayin lo nidosha. It wasn't treaded upon yet by the people. Af kotel chatzed tzlichat davsha. Even a kotel chatzed, you gotta leave space between the walls to allow the people to walk through. Now comes the Gemara and talks about the din of the windows. Tenan, we learned. Ha-halonot. Al-Mishnah, windows. So but that's a case where a guy has a wall with windows, or a house with windows. Now, the guy in the chatzid wants to build a wall next to the guy's windows. Ben mil ma'lan, whether he wants to build a wall higher than the guy's windows. Ben mil matan, where he wants to build it lower. Ben mechenigdan, or directly across. Arba amot. You got to distance it for amot. Betani alan, we have a braita to explain. Mil ma'alan, what's the reason why you have to build it higher than four amot? If you're building it higher than the windows, kedesh shelo yatzitz v'yireh. We don't want the guy to climb on top of the wall and look down into his friend's window. You see over here? The guy's got a window over here. Okay? Now you're going to build a chatzir, a wall, and you want to build the wall very high, above the windows. So the deen is you better build it four amot higher than the windows. Because less than four amot, the guy can climb on the wall, on top of the wall, and look down, and look into the guy's house. So if you're planning on building the wall higher than the window, you got to go at least four amot high. Okay? What's the next reason? Mil matan, if you're building it lower than the window, shelo ya'amot v'yireh. Same thing. If you're building it low, we don't want the guy to climb on top of the wall and look up into the window. So if you have to build a four amot below the window. So even if he stands up, you won't be able to see the window. Okay, and then what's the last case? Umechenegdan shelo ya'afil. Which means, when you're building it directly across, a wall directly across, the concern is, we don't want you to cause darkness, because you're losing the sunlight. The guy has a window over there, the sun comes in. You're going to put a wall over there, so if you don't leave the space of four amot, the guy's going to lose his sunlight. So that's the reason why you cannot go kenegdan. Good? So, those are the three reasons. Higher is so he doesn't climb on the wall and look down. Lower so he doesn't climb on the wall and look up. That's why you got to go four amot low, four amot high. And kenegdan, it's got to be shelo ya'afil. Okay, and we're going to see this case now. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Comes the Gemara and says, ta'ama shelo ya'afil. Oh, so the Gemara says, the reason is why, because you don't want to cause darkness. That's the whole reason. Aval mishum davsha lo. But because keeping a space in between so people could walk, that's not the concern. Which means, let's say there was no window over here. The only reason why you tell the guy's got to go four amot because there was a window. Because you're worried about the dark factor. But if there was no window, you don't got to go forward. What do you mean? I thought you just said when you build a wall in front of somebody else's wall, you got to leave space so people can walk through in order to strengthen the ground. Look at Meshi. Tama shelo ya'afil b'she'yesh halonot. That's only because there was windows. Aval mishum davsha b'she'en sham halonot lo. Alma lo chayshinan davsha. You see, you're not worried about this concern about keeping space so people can tread. Right? Gemara says, hacha b'ma'askinan beba min hatzad. Oh. The case is talking about where he's ba min hatzad. What's ba min hatzad mean? He's coming from the sides. Exactly, it's perpendicular. So look at picture number 346. Ba min hatzad. We're talking about where they're perpendicular to each other, the walls. Exactly like you said. you have one wall with the window is going east-west. Okay? So it's got the window over there. And now this guy's putting his wall from north-south. Okay? So therefore, in such a case, read Rashi. Look at Rashi's Lashon. What does Papa do for me? Benatzah, look at Rashi. She'en ha-kotel, what's the gimel? Ha'acher, me'alech le'orech kotel rishon. Right. Ela minatzadhu ba. It only comes from the side. Right? It attaches or it connects to the side. Imze me'mezach le'ma'arav, if the first wall is east-west, zeba mitzafon le'darom. This is coming north-south. Ve'rosh ovyo keneged ha'halon. And the thickness of the wall, the beginning of the wall, is corresponding the window. Uma'afil, da'kaleka le'mechash le'davsha, da'ahu purta. We're not worried about the space in between. I guess there is a space between the two walls.
It's small.
But it's a very small, narrow area. So for that little area, you don't got to worry about davsha. Which, if it was parallel to each other, then you need four amot. Because you need the people to walk on the ground, to firm the ground up, to make the wall strong. But over here, it wasn't parallel to each other. It's perpendicular. And therefore, there's a little space between the two walls. And we're not concerned about davsha. The walls will be sturdy without worrying about people being able to tread between that little area between the walls. That's the way that she learns. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, Vekama. Now what's this question, Vekama? Kama kedesh shelo ya'afil letana de baraita. The Tana of the Braita said that when you have two walls, right? So the distance, the reason why you have to separate the walls from each other is so you have a window and a wall. You have to separate so you don't cause darkness. But the Braita did not give us a shi'ur. It just said, "Umechenegdo shelo ya'afil." But you didn't tell me how much space you have to. This, the Mishnah said for amot. The Mishnah said for amot. But the Braita just said shelo ya'afil. You didn't give me a shi'ur. So according to the Braita, what's the shi'ur? So Gemara says, Vekama, Amar, what's the Aleph? Rav Yeba, Hamud de Ashyan Bar Nedbach, it's a name, Mishemed de Rav, Kimlo Rochav Halon. A small amount. The shi'ur of a Rochav of a Halon, which is a Tefach. Which means like this. Again, the Ketzum is perpendicular, like we're learning. So you have to move the wall away the shoot of a tefa. You see how you see the picture over here? In 346, it's perpendicular. The window is on one wall. You have to move your wall back a tefa so it doesn't affect the light. It doesn't darken. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Our Mishnah didn't say that. First Gemara has another question. What are you talking? The guy could look, stand on the wall and look into the guy's window. Which means, what about the factor of being able to climb on the wall and look at the guy's window, like you see in picture 347. The guy's climbing on the wall looking in. So comes again and says, which means so close, so you're just able to look through the guy's window. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid, b'madir et kotlo. Madir et kotlo. He builds his wall on a slope, so you can't climb it. His top of his wall is inclined. So therefore, he cannot climb up on this wall, because he'll fall off. See, the top of the wall is inclined. So therefore, he can't climb up it, and therefore, no problem. Even though it's close to the window, I'm not worried about a guy climbing on the wall looking into the window. It's sloped. That's what it means when it says, "Bimadir et kotlo." He sloped his wall. Look at Rashi. Oser rosh kotlo midron. He makes it on an incline. He can't stand on it, he can't lean on it. Oh, but your question, how much does it for amot? You're telling me now, tefach. How could it be? Like a shah, kan miruach achat, kan mishte ruchot. Depends, one side or two sides. Okay, where's that? Here. Kan mishter ruchot. At least let's look at the picture of shter ruchot. Which means if you're putting two walls on both sides perpendicular, you're putting one wall on one side and one wall on the other side of the window, so now the window is being sandwiched between two walls, then you got to leave four amot space. But only on one side, then you only have to leave a tefach. Now what's the difference?
Listen, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, mishter ruchot shtei ketiv zeh keneged zeh mishtei tzidei achalon. Okay, she doesn't give us a reason, so we have to search for a reason. What's the reason? Why? When it's two walls, you have to leave four amot, and it's one wall, you can leave a tefach.
Seems when there's two walls, there's more darkness, so therefore you need more space. But when there's only one wall, so you just have to leave kimlo chalon, a tefach, and that's enough. So that's the key. One wall or two walls?
Why would it cause more darkness?
Because there's two walls blocking on both sides. Maybe when the sun's overhead, it was that. More shade. Less direct sunlight coming into the window. You have two walls blocking it. On either side. It's obvious. If you have two walls blocking the window, on either side of it, of course it's going to cause less sun to come in.
Okay, comes the Gemara and concludes. Tashema. Ve'et ha-kotel min ha-mazchila dalet amot, kedesh she'yeh zokef et ha-sulam. Okay, last point. You have a kotel. You have a wall.
Guy has a roof. The guy's gutters on his roof. The gutters have a drain pipe. The guy needs four amot in order to put his ladder across the house, to climb up the house, to fix his drain pipe. So if you're building a wall against a drain pipe, you got to put the wall four amot to give the guy ladder space. Okay? It's an obvious picture, but let's just see that. You see that in picture...
Well, you can see it here. It's not the exact picture yet. 356. You see, guy's building a wall. Guy has his roof, but imagine it was a flat roof. Okay, because the Gemara's question we're talking about is a flat roof, and he has a drain pipe. So you got to leave four amot in order to put the ladder. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Gemara says, "Ta'ama mishum sulam." Oh, your only concern is because of the ladder. Aba mishum davsha lo. But for the traffic, no. Which means, let's say it wasn't an issue of a drain pipe, you wouldn't have to leave four amot. What do you mean? I thought you said you have to leave four amot so the people can walk through. So you see that's not true. So the Gemara says, no. Lo hachem askinam b'mazchilam mishupa'at. We're talking about where the roof is slanted and inclined. And what does that do for me? De'im mishum davshahu haka azil batetuteh. Which means, from the davsha point, I don't have to worry from the traffic. Because even if I would put the wall closer, the people can still walk underneath under the incline of the roof. There's still space, which is the roof overhangs on an incline. So therefore, even if the wall was closer than four amot, there's still space for the people to walk. That's what the Gemara has to say, it's for the ladder. So the guy can put his ladder across, therefore you need four amot. Look at the picture in the article, he has it also. So you see there's an inclined roof, so you need four amot so the guy can draw his ladder to fix his drain pipe. Now, you say, oh, only because of that. Mashma, you don't have to worry about the traffic. No, there's no traffic factor at all over here. Why? Because since it's on a incline, so therefore, even if you're going to put the wall close to the house, there's always going to be a space in between where they're able to walk underneath the overhang of the house. Even if it was less than four amot, you would not have a problem because they can walk under the roof, basically, of the house. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, amen.